You are listening to The Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast, number 103.
Hi, this is Rod Murray. Welcome back to my podcast. That teaser was a clip from a New Age piano piece called Run by Aaron Starks. I think you'll enjoy his music, so stay tuned for the full song at the end of my podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. As always, I post the links to all the websites I mention on my show notes at rodspulsepodcast.com. I'll be deviating from my usual format this month by doing all the talking instead of doing an interview. I guess you could say I'm interviewing myself. I'll be covering two social media topics today. One is managing your podcast listening using Apple's new Podcasts app. And secondly, I'll be talking about managing your social media portfolio using a web application called Ift, I-F-T-T-T. First, some news from the podosphere. Do you listen to audio or video podcasts? I know you do, or you wouldn't be hearing this right now. So I have some great news. Apple just released their new podcast app for iPhone and iPad. This certainly really changes my own daily routine. Normally over breakfast, I plug my iPhone into my Mac and download all of the subscribed podcasts from iTunes. Sometimes I forget to turn my Mac on or leave it running, so I have an additional wait while my podcast subscriptions sync. Now with the new podcast app, I can forego that workflow completely. All I have to do is play it, since all my podcasts are downloaded automatically directly to my iPhone whenever it's idle. Here are some of the other features that the new podcast app has. You can try their new top stations feature. It's a new way to search a variety of topics that they have, arts, business, comedy, music, news, sports, and so on. You can browse by audio or video podcast or see what's most popular in top charts. You can tap subscribe for your favorites and automatically receive new episodes for free as they become available. You can actually stream them immediately or wait and download to listen offline. There are some really neat playback features that I also really like. You were always able to, I think, skip forward. Now you can skip forward 30 seconds and you can skip back 10 seconds using a simple playback control. And best is you can change the speed to slow down or speed up the playback without changing the pitch. It even has a cute little reel-to-reel tape player animation when you're doing this, which some of the younger folks are not going to know what that's all about. You can even turn on a sleep timer to automatically stop playing a podcast while you're listening in bed. You can share your favorite episodes with friends using Twitter, Messages, that's Apple's instant messaging feature, and email. So that's pretty neat. Optionally, you can sync your favorite episodes from your iTunes on your Mac or PC. So this way, all of your episodes would be synced. So when you transition from listening to something on your PC and then go to your iPhone, you just continue where you've left off. So all in all, I think it's a very welcome enhancement for podcast lovers. So give it a try. Now let's see how you can manage your growing social media portfolio. Do you tweet? Do you blog? Do you follow others on Twitter? Or do you have your favorite blogs? Do you have a Facebook or LinkedIn account? Do you use Flickr or Instagram for photos? If you answer yes to any of these, then you might be very interested in Ift, I-F-T-T-T. First, a little background. As you know, I do podcasts, but I also tweet and blog. I have to be going to Blackboard World in New Orleans next week, where I will be blogging. So when I'm at the meeting, I wanted to make it very easy for me to post and tweet about my post. I discovered Ift, I-F-T-T-T. It's a toolkit of sorts that allows you to automate certain tasks between disparate social web applications. I-F-T-T-T is an acronym that stands for If This, Then That. That's the familiar if-then construct that all programmers use and know. But the programming here involves a very simple point-and-click interface and you sort of manipulate the very familiar app logos. There have been some similar tools in the past that I've tried. One that comes to mind is Yahoo Pipes. Pipes can probably do more, but the learning curve is very steep. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend that for some of these simple kinds of tasks. Another one I've used in the past is called Ping.fm. Ping.fm. And with Ping, basically, you post your status update on Ping.fm, and it distributes the update to Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and others. So it's much simpler than Pipes, but it's certainly not very flexible. So the beauty of IFT is its simplicity and its utility. So what can you do with IFT? Here are some of their suggestions. If someone follows you on Twitter, you can follow them back automatically. How about when iTunes announces their free app of the week, you can get an email. Some folks want to have a text of the weather every morning. You could even get the Dilbert comic strip delivered to your inbox daily. How about changing your Facebook profile picture? You can update your Twitter profile picture at the same time. If you're an avid ebook reader, you might be interested to know that you could get an instant message via Google Talk whenever Kindle adds to their top 100 free ebooks. And one of the very useful ones, I think I'll be doing that too, is to archive all of your tweets. You can archive your tweets on Evernote or Dropbox, for example. Or last but not least, send a tweet when you post something on your blog. And that's exactly what I did, and it took me less than 10 minutes to figure it out and to set it up. So how do you set up your own recipe? IFT calls a sequence of actions you set up a recipe. Obviously, you need a free IFT account, so you create one. And there are 7 steps, and I'll just briefly go through them. Step 1 is you click Create, and you're presented with a simple sentence, if this, then that, and the this is clickable. So guess what? The only thing you can do here is click this. Then step 2 is you choose your trigger channel. IFT calls each of the supported social media apps a channel. A channel must have at least one trigger. Let's say you want to do what I did and send a tweet every time you create a post on your blog. I use Blogger, so I select the Blogger channel icon. Step 3. Then you're asked to pick a trigger. And sometimes there are more than one triggers. So Blogger, for example, has 2 triggers. One is that any new post will fire the trigger, or only a post that has a certain label will fire the trigger. So you can be selective on when you create a trigger. So I selected any new post. And depending on the trigger, you might be asked at that point to fill in a field or two. In this case, the trigger has no field, so all I had to do was press Create Trigger. So now I'm presented with a sentence that reads if, and then a picture of the Blogger logo, then that, and I click on the word that. Step 4 then is to choose the action channel. And in this case, I click the Twitter logo, because that's where the action is going to take place. So step 5 is to choose an action. In Twitter, it happens to have 5 different options. One is to post a new tweet, which is what I'll be using, or you can post a tweet with an image, you can add a user to a list, you can update a profile picture, you can update your bio. So of course, in this case, I just need to check post a new tweet. And step 6, finally, is I need to complete the action fields. So here, since I'm creating a tweet, I have the option to include other text in the tweet. I could put my name, I could put some hashtag. In this case, I'm just going to accept the default. And what happens is IFT automatically puts in the title of the blog post and a URL to the blog post. Now, the URL uses Bitly for URL shortening. So one neat thing to do is, if you don't have a Bitly account, is to create your own Bitly account. And this way, you can keep track of all of your URLs that people click on. So step 7 is to create and activate the recipe. Now, if this sounds complicated, it's much easier to actually create the recipe than what I've done here to explain it. And in addition to that, fortunately, there are already many recipes listed on the IFT site, so you can just search and find one that to clone something to do what you want it to do. So give it a try. I think you'll find it to be much simpler than it sounds. So that's my message for today's episode. I hope it helps you manage your social media. Don't forget to check the links on my show notes at rodspulsepodcast.com. And now stay tuned for Run by Aaron Starks. Until next time, have a great week. By the way, speaking of next week, perhaps we'll meet at Blackboard World. Bye for now.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog, send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com, or leave audio feedback on his comment line at 610-616-2199. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company.